White, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. November 5, 1894. My son Willie, I arise early this morning, and I thought to suggest to you, before arrangements shall be made for Byron and Sarah Belden, would it not be well for them to be in Newcastle and work in that place? Would it not be well for him to purchase things for the school and try to prepare the way for Newcastle to be worked? And will not just such ones who have experience be needed to do a certain work? Would not this be of greater advantage than sending them back to Melbourne and then to Broken Hill? Please consider this question. I have begun to feel the school question burdening me again. I do now solicit my brethren to go to God, who is the source of all wisdom for themselves. Ask of God for light to come to your own minds, and then move in whatever way the Lord shall direct. I think I should have kept my own counsel, and then you would have followed the light God would give you. I am afraid I have made a mistake in communicating to you so much as I have done. I should have waited until after all of you had investigated the land fully yourselves. Please keep all that I have said, Brother Daniels, Brother Rousseau, and W.C. White, to yourselves, and if you present anything I have said, let it be as suggestions and proposition of your own, through your own sincere, honest convictions. I want you all, brethren, to seek the Lord and see light for yourselves, and follow your own convictions after the presentation of that which I consider light from the Lord. Do not make decision unless that light is your own light, and you can step forward in confidence, because that which has been spoken by me to you commends itself to your judgment, and it becomes light to you as it has to me. Will you keep this prayer constantly ascending to God? Show me thy way, O God. The Lord desires to lead you, whom he will make representative men, who will be taught of God if you walk humbly before him. But if any one of you becomes wise in your own conceit, be sure the Lord will leave you to follow your own finite judgment. The Lord God is our strength, our guide, our counselor. Keep mind and heart in constant prayer when in consideration on the land. Oh, do not regard this matter of little consequence, for it means much. I have not been able to sleep since 2:30. Now you have the opportunity, while with your brethren, to exemplify to them that faith, that dependence, that confidence in God, that he will give you wisdom from his own fountain of wisdom. We are now where we need to know for our individual selves the mind and will and ways of God's working, and simple seeking, to know for yourselves what God has to say to you, will bring to you light and assurance and knowledge. I will look to God with you, but much, very much, hinges upon the decisions you will make in connection with your brethren. You want them to have an individual experience for themselves as to what they must do when uncertainties worry them. Go to God for him to teach you, and patiently wait for him to work as only God can do. When you individually know that the communication is opened between God and your souls, you will have a growing faith, and this is the great need of the soul, entire confidence in the Lord's power to guide, to give wisdom, to sanctify the judgment, that through faith you may be complete in him. Oh, how much we lose because we do not believe in God, that he means just what he says. We are not to trifle with God, for it is an offense to him. We have received Christ, then do not lose him. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. It is your privilege to obtain a right experience in walking by faith, working by faith, accepting by faith in the Beloved. One of Satan's grandest aims is to lead every individual Christian to fix his eye on self as possessing capabilities and powers to do great things. Self-righteousness and supposed wisdom will lead into false paths. Let us individually be on guard. Let all our words be right, and whatever we have to do, do it as if we could see Jesus with open vision at our right hand. Do not consult worldly men, making their knowledge and their decisions supreme. If we do, we shall be led into delusions. Come unto me, says Christ. Matthew 11:28. In him is rest, quietude, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The cross lies directly in our way. We must lift it and bear it, and have not one particle of self-sufficiency, but be firm and intelligent in the wisdom which God gives. Oh, there is danger of being led away from Christ, while we may think we are walking with Christ, because we are acting a part in His work. Whatever may be our capabilities entrusted to us of God for wise improvement, we are not to flatter ourselves because of the possession of these gifts. We must have faith in God and trust Him with perfect simplicity. Without this, we shall make mistakes. God has wisdom, grace, and power for us individually. Lay hold upon these precious gifts. I must close this now. I blow out my light and stop my writing. This may be read to any you choose. Mother.